Stamped Caution by Raymond Z. Galoon. Part 1. It's a funny thing, but most monsters seem to be of the opinion that it's men who are the monsters. You know, they have a point. 10 minutes after the crack-up, somebody phoned for the army. That meant us. The black smoke of the fire and the oily residues, which were later analyzed, proved the presence of a probable petroleum derivative. The oil was heavily tainted with radioactivity. Most likely it was fuel from the odd, conch-like reaction motors, the exact principles of which died, as far as we were concerned, with the crash. The craft was mainly of aluminum, magnesium, and a kind of stainless steel, proving that confronted with problems similar to ones we had encountered, aliens might solve them in similar ways. From the crumpled-up wreckage which we dug out of that Missouri hillside, Klein even noticed a familiar method of making girders and braces lighter. Circular holes were punched out of them at spaced intervals. I kept hunting conviction by telling myself that, for the first time in all remembered history, we were peeking behind the veil of another planet. This should be the beginning of a new era, one of immensely widened horizons and of high romance, but with a dark side, too. The sky was no longer a limit. There were things beyond it that would have to be reckoned with, and how does unknown meet unknown? Suppose one has no hand to shake. The mass of that wreck reeked like a hot cinder pile and a burning garbage dump combined. It oozed blackened goo. There were crushed pieces of calcined material that looked like cuttlebone. The thin plates of charred stuff might almost have been pressed cardboard. Foot-long tubes of thin, tin-coated iron contained combined chemicals identifiable as proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Food, we decided. Naturally, we figured that here was a wonderful clue to the plant and animal life of another world. Take a can of ordinary beef goulash, you can see the fibrous muscle and fat structure of the meat and the cellular components of the vegetables. And here it was true, too, to a lesser degree. There were thin flakes and small segmented cylinders, which must have been parts of plants, but most was a homogeneous mush like gelatin. Evidently there had been three occupants of the craft, but the crash and the fire had almost destroyed their forms. Craig, our biologist, made careful slides of the remains, tagging this as horny epidermis, this as nerve or brain tissue, this as skeletal substance, and this as muscle from a tactile member. The original had been as thin as spaghetti and dark-blooded. Under the microscope, muscle cells proved to be very long and thin. Nerve cells were large and extremely complex. Yet you could say that nature, starting from scratch in another place and working through other and perhaps more numerous millions of years, had arrived at somewhat the same results as it had achieved on Earth. I wonder how an otherworld entity, ignorant of humans, would explain a shaving kit or a lipstick. Probably, for like reasons, much of the stuff mashed into that wreck had to remain incomprehensible to us. Wrenches and screwdrivers, however, we could make sense of, even though the grips of those tools were not hand grips. We saw screws and bolts, too. One device we found had been a simple crystal diaphragm with metal details, a radio. There were also queer rifles. Lord knows how many people have wondered what the extraterrestrial equivalent of common human devices would look like. Well, here were some answers. A few of the instruments even had dials with pointers, and the numeral 1 used on them was a vertical bar, almost like our own. But 0 was a plus sign, and they counted by 12s, not 10s. But all these parallels with our own culture seemed cancelled by the fact that even when this ship was in its original undamaged state, no man could have gotten inside it. The difficulty was less a matter of human size than of shape and physical behavior. The craft seemed to have been circular, with compartmentation in spiral form, like a chambered nautilus. This complete divergence from things we knew sent frost imps racing up and down my spine. And it prompted Blaine to say...